This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and Plenary Session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market, but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation, and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to developing 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen, and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime, and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu today received President Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honor. In a social media post, the president said that the two leaders agreed that there is immense potential to further deepen the ties between India and Paraguay based on both the nation's shared values and convergence of views on issues of global significance. Heavy rain and floods have disrupted normal life in northeastern states. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura tomorrow. In Assam, flood situation remained grim today with water levels rising in many parts of the state. Around 4 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 17 districts. In Sikkim, 3 army personnel lost their lives while several others are missing after a massive landslide struck the Indian Army's camp at Chatin in Mangan district last evening. In Arunachal Pradesh, orange alert has been issued for 10 districts and yellow alert for 14 districts. In Manipur, more than 55,500 people in 174 villages have been affected by the floods. And in Nagaland, following incessant rainfall, a massive landslide completely cut off National Highway 2 near Kisama under Kohima district, severing ties the Nagaland-Manipur road link. The government has notified the guidelines for a scheme to promote manufacturing of electric passenger cars in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said that India is offering low import tax, which is 15% on electric cars worth at least $35,000, to attract big international car brands. He added that this benefit is only available if the companies agree to invest and manufacture electric vehicles in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian wrestlers for their phenomenal performance at the third ranking series in the Ulaanbaatar Open 2025, bringing home 21 medals, including 6 golds. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India's accomplishments in sports continue. He added that India's Nari Shakti has given their best ever performance at the ranking series, making this feat even more memorable. And a second round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine was held today in Istanbul, Turkey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.